A Toast to Life by Juliet Ibrahim. Table of Contents. The Refugee Experience. Three Countries and Three Wars, Insecurities and the Dream of Stardom, Career Beginnings. From the Runway to the Screen, Entrepreneurship and Business Savvy, A Troubled Marriage and the Jilted Bride, Incident Trauma, Motherhood and Resilience, The Labyrinth of Relationships, The Death and Return of Her Father, Philanthropy and the Juliet Ibrahim Foundation, A Toast to Life. Juliet Ibrahim's A Toast to Life is a deeply personal and harrowing memoir that chronicles her journey from a child refugee surviving three civil wars to becoming one of Africa's most celebrated actresses and philanthropists. The book is a testament to resilience, detailing her experiences with displacement, childhood trauma, domestic abuse, and the cutthroat nature of fame, all framed by a central message of survival and the importance of self-love. The Refugee Experience. Three Countries and Three Wars. Juliet's life was shaped early by instability. Born to a Lebanese father and a Ghanaian mother, her family lived in Maryland County, Liberia, where her father ran a supermarket. Her earliest memories include playing in her mother's lush garden, which was later used as a hiding spot when rebels arrived in 1990 following the execution of President Samuel Doe. To escape the escalating violence, the family moved to Lebanon, where they lived on the ninth floor of a high-rise building. However, war followed them. After witnessing a neighboring building crumble during a bombing, the family fled back to Liberia, only to find the peace there temporary. The second escape from Liberia in 1992 was particularly traumatic. While attempting to cross the border into Ivory Coast, the family was intercepted by rebels. Juliet's mother famously shielded her father from gunmen, even as a rebel she recognized from their shop shot the ground between her legs to frighten her. The family survived only due to a miracle, the arrival of government jet bombers that forced the rebels to scatter. During the subsequent river crossing in a canoe, Juliet witnessed death face to face for the first time when her cousin drowned. The family eventually settled in Tabu, Ivory Coast, where they lived for 9 years. Her father rebuilt his business from scratch with the help of the Lebanese diaspora, and Juliet enjoyed a relatively normal childhood until 2002. When war broke out in Ivory Coast. This third displacement forced the 16-year-old Juliet to lead her younger siblings on a perilous bus journey to Abidjan and eventually to Ghana, where the family finally found a lasting refuge, Insecurities and the Dream of Stardom. Despite the chaos of her upbringing, Juliet harbored an early ambition to be a superstar, inspired by fashion magazines and musicians like Celine Dion. However, she struggled with intense physical insecurities. In school, she was teased for having knocked knees, leading her to quit sports and join the drama and singing groups where she could hide her legs behind costumes. She was also self-conscious about a slightly crooked tooth and her bushy, curly hair. At one point, she impulsively chemically relaxed her hair against her mother's wishes, which resulted in a large bald patch and forced her to cut it all off. These early experiences taught her that imperfections are beautiful, though it took years to overcome her fear of hospitals and surgery to eventually fix her teeth with braces. Career beginnings. From the runway to the screen. Juliet's career began in Ghana at the age of 17 when she was signed to Face One modeling agency. Her first job, a TV commercial for a jeans brand, paid her $100, a moment she describes as warm, bubbly joy. She balanced her studies at the Ghana Institute of Languages with modeling, often walking long distances to campus when she was between gigs. In 2004, Juliet won the Queen of Languages pageant, a victory she found significant because mixed-race women were often stereotyped and excluded from Ghanaian pageantry at the time. This win launched her acting career. She was immediately invited to audition for the lead role in the film Crime to Christ, which became her film debut and catapulted her into the movie industry. Entrepreneurship and Business Savvy. Drawing on her parents' history of building businesses, Juliet became a serial entrepreneur. She co-founded Dolphins Agency, a modeling agency, with her friend George, and later opened En Vogue Beauty Parlor in Osu, Accra. She frequently traveled to Lagos, Nigeria, to buy beauty products for her salon, a task that exposed her to the aggressive and sometimes unsafe environment of the Lagos markets. Over time, her business ventures evolved. Due to economic crises and rising rents, she closed the physical salon and pivoted to an online fashion boutique, House of Glamour. and eventually launched her own cosmetic line, Shades by Juliet Ibrahim. She emphasizes that her success is built on grime and grit, rather than just a pretty face, and she encourages young women to save and invest their proceeds. A troubled marriage and the jilted bride incident. A major portion of the memoir details her marriage to Kwadwo, the son of a prominent Ghanaian family. Though they were legally married in a court ceremony, the planned traditional wedding in March 2011 turned into a nightmare. Just weeks before the event, Kwadwo's family called it off, offering vague excuses about his father's health and work schedule. Juliet felt jilted and humiliated, as guests had already arrived and her dress was ready. The marriage eventually collapsed due to Kwadwo's infidelity. While Juliet was away filming or on vacation, rumors reached her that he was living with another woman. The betrayal was finalized when she discovered the other woman was pregnant. She asked for a divorce via text, to which he simply replied, "Okay, fine." Trauma, motherhood, and resilience. Juliet's resilience was tested further in 2011 when she was a victim of an armed robbery. At her home, two men held her and her ex-husband at gunpoint, and one of the robbers actually recognized her, calling her Sister Juliet. Remarkably, the robber spared her son's room and returned her mother's phone because she was a good woman, but the incident left Juliet with lasting PTSD, making her perpetually anxious at night. Following her divorce, Juliet struggled with depression and media scrutiny. She found healing through travel and books, particularly the works of James Baldwin. She also highlights the challenges of being a single mother to her son, Jaden, and her commitment to ensuring he maintains a relationship with his father despite their history. The Labyrinth of Relationships. The book provides a lesson from a princess who kissed frogs, detailing several failed and abusive relationships. Eugene, an older American who proposed to her when she was 18, which she turned out to pursue her own identity. Roland, a banker who was physically abusive and eventually raped and put her under house arrest in his home. Anderson, a man she met during her divorce who proved to be a psychopath, stalking her and eventually leaking false stories about her to the media. The Entertainer, a relationship that became toxic due to his master gaslighting and chronic infidelity. The death and return of her father. One of the most emotional segments of the book describes the sudden return of her father, Hussein Ibrahim. After a 9-year disappearance, the family had presumed him dead after he traveled to Lebanon and then Syria for medical treatment and stopped communicating. His return in 2012 was marked by a series of verifying questions over WhatsApp, where he proved his identity by recalling their shared favorite hangout spot, the beach, philanthropy, and the Juliet Ibrahim Foundation. Inspired by her aunt Cynthia's battle with kidney failure, Juliet founded the Juliet Ibrahim Foundation, JIF, in 2011. She witnessed the negligible and insulting lack of support for kidney patients in West Africa and decided to use her platform to raise awareness and funds for dialysis and transplants. Despite facing criticism for her fundraising methods, such as wearing a nun's outfit to a costume party, she remains a global ambassador for the cause. A toast to life. The memoir concludes with Juliet embracing her new self, free from the walls she built for protection. She details her adventures in her 30s, from getting drunk for the first time to zip lining in Dubai and Vegas, and her continued belief in old school romance. Having survived 3 civil wars and numerous personal battles, she ends with a literal and figurative toast to life, celebrating the woman she has become. This summary is for educational purposes only.